Greetings, this is Jim with Wonder and Reality. This is a standalone message called A Description of Hell. Possibly we'll do additional parts 2, 3, or on, but right now it's just this. If you listen to only one thing in this message, please listen to this. Hell is a real place, a place of fire, torment, torture, and indescribable horror far beyond human comprehension. Those in hell will endure unimaginable suffering forever. In hell, lost souls burn in fire forever. Their flesh literally burns and falls off their bodies. Worms and maggots crawl inside them. It's a place of continual loud wailing, weeping, screaming, and gnashing of teeth. They feel and know everything going on. Those in hell suffer a literal eternal death. Human beings exist forever because we are spirit beings. If you do not believe me, read Jesus Christ's words about hell in the Gospels. In Matthew 5, 10, 11, 12, 16, 18, 23, 25, Mark 9, Luke 16. Hell is currently located in the center of the earth. A person in hell has all their senses, sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch, and all five are a lot stronger in hell. The spirit realm is on a much higher level than the natural realm. There are more than 110 specific scriptures in the Bible about hell and the other four worlds under the earth, which are the pit, Tartarus, the lake of fire, and paradise. Hell is written about often in both the Old and New Testaments. Jesus preached and talked about hell more often than he spoke about heaven. Who goes to hell? Anyone on earth who dies and does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior will go to hell and spend their eternity there. Eternity, forever. Eternity's importance and significance cannot be put into human words. It's forever and ever. A person will exist eternally, either in heaven or hell. Eternity is infinitely more important than any length of human time, whether 75 years, 6,000 years, or 4.5 billion years, an estimated age of the earth. It only makes sense that we as humans should live in light of eternity. Our life is just a vapor. In hell, there is no life of any kind, no living things, no light, no love, no mercy, no water, no food. There is nothing good at all. Hell is a place of extreme darkness, awful, nauseating smells, scary, massive, overpowering demons that torture helpless people, worms and maggots that crawl inside people and never die, and worse. Anyone who ends up in hell can never get out forever, for eternity. At death, judgment is set. The beings in hell are demons, some angels, Satan, a fallen angel, and tragically, humans who died without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, without having a personal relationship with God Almighty through His Son Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. Judgment is set. Humans in hell can never get out once they're there. It can never be changed forever after they die. They are stuck in hell for eternity, and they know it. They are placed in small pits or cells. Their bodies are continually burned with fire and hot coals. The fire and flames literally burn and tear their flesh off their skeletons. Many worms and maggots crawl inside them. Demons torment and torture them and keep them in their holding places. Humans in hell feel everything and know everything going on. They remember their life on earth and the many times they could have repented and received Jesus Christ. They remember the times they could have done good and did not. They remember family and friends on earth and hope that they avoid hell. They know they are among billions of other lost souls, all of them weeping and wailing in torment. They know they are among billions of other lost souls, weeping and wailing in torment. Approximately 108 billion people have lived so far on earth, and most people do not make it to heaven. People in hell only leave their small pit or cell to be taken somewhere else for even worse torture, sometimes by Satan himself. When the earth is destroyed, hell will be thrown into the lake of fire, where everyone in hell will burn in fire forever. See Revelation 20:14. Why is there even a place with such horrible, extreme, excruciating suffering? We know only in part. The Word of God says that hell was, quote, prepared for the devil and his angels, unquote, not for man. The real battle in the universe is between God Almighty and his enemy, the devil, Satan. The devil was originally the highest-ranking angel of God, see Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, who rebelled and tried to overthrow God. Satan was cast out of heaven and is still today opposing and trying to defeat God. He still thinks he can overthrow God, but he was defeated at the cross of Jesus Christ. One of the main ways he opposes God is by deceiving human beings into not following God through Jesus Christ and into following the devil or any other path apart from Jesus Christ. Satan and his enslaved demons hate people because people are made in God's image and Satan hates God. Why is this all happening? This battle is a mystery in many ways to humans, but God has revealed much about it through his word. This battle has been going on for a long, long time. We do not know how long. When you understand the spiritual battle and the good and evil forces behind it, a lot of questions and mysteries are answered and solved. Tragically, Satan deceives people into following him, and those who follow him will end up in hell. It's very important to know this. If someone is not following Jesus Christ, that person is following and serving the devil. Every person on earth is in one of two families, God's or the devil's. For the billions of lost souls in hell, there is no relief from the suffering. No rest, no sleep, no water or food of any kind, no compassion from anyone. Remember, the good things we have on earth are not in hell. There is a continual loud, foul, toxic stench and odor from the decaying flesh, garbage, and much more. No human would even want to see hell or spend 1 second or minute there, let alone eternity. Tragically, it is estimated that more than 83,000 people a day, and possibly more than 100,000, die and end up in hell. Where is hell? It is in the center of the earth. Hell is shaped like a human body lying on its back with arms and legs stretched out. Hell is beneath those on earth, which is why the Bible refers to hell as under and beneath. There are many different parts of hell, such as the arms, belly, heart, head, legs, and so forth. In recent years, Jesus has revealed much about hell through his children. Those revelations are the main subject of this message. A major portion in the book Divine Revelation of Hell, Jesus, which was published in the 1970s, Jesus Christ said this, "I came to save all men. I desire that all who are lost will repent and call upon my name. It is not my will that any should perish, but have everlasting life. Sad to say, most will not repent of their sins before they die, and they will go to hell. But the way to heaven is the same for all people. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must come to the Father in my name and repent of your sins. You must sincerely give your heart to God and serve him." There are many modern-day testimonies of people who have gone to hell, been allowed to experience it, and have come back and told people about the experience. The following are some quotes from their writings. This is from Angelica Zambrano. Angelica looked down and saw a deep chasm covered in flames. She and Jesus started to ascend into this abyss. She saw demons of all types, large and small. Jesus wept much when explaining how demons deceive people so that people will end up in hell for eternity. This next quote is from Bill Weiss, 23 Minutes in Hell. Weiss appeared next to an enormous pit with raging flames, raining fire, and an unbearable heat. He could see people in the flames, desperately trying to claw their way out. Their screams were deafening and relentless. To the right of the large inferno, Weiss could see thousands of small pits as far as he could see. This next quote is from Carmelo Brennis. Quote, "They came to a cell which had a woman. She screamed with groans and moans. She asked for help because her whole being was burning in flames. Brennis saw people burning in flames with bodies that were a dark gray color. They moaned and shouted in pain and terror. Their flesh melted and fell from their bodies. Their skin fell from their bodies until they were just dark gray bones." Unquote. This next quote is from Chu Thomas. Chu knew she was standing at the brink of hell. Jesus did not have to tell her. It was even more horrible than the description the Bible gives. The flames would leap unexpectedly from all directions. People would move away from flames, and as soon as they thought they were safe, another fire would burst forth. There was no rest for these unfortunate victims. They were doomed to spend all eternity being scorched and burned as they tried to escape. Chi asked who the people were. Jesus said, "My daughter, these people did not know me." Jesus made this statement with a voice that heaved with grief. This looks like my time is up, and thank you for listening to this. This portion that I've just read to you is from the book Hell, 13 Testimonies from a Real Place. Bridge Ministries would be glad to send you a PDF of this book for free, and we hope to have it on our website soon for people to download for free. You can email us at hello@bridgeministries.org. We'll send it to you. It's also available on Amazon and other sites. In Amazon Prime, you can get it as an ebook for free. And the book has 13 testimonies of people who have been to hell. It's one of the most descriptive books about hell ever published. It has a full diagram, the first diagram that we know of, a full diagram that explains hell, where it is, what it looks like, the different parts of hell, and also it has every scripture from the Bible about hell. There's more than 110 scriptures, and it has a summary, a study of the number of people per day who are going to heaven, estimated that are going to heaven and going to hell. This is Jim with Wonder and Reality. Thank you for listening.